The other day in my email box, there was a note from the people at my banking center. How kind of them. They wanted me to verify my email address and also some banking information, the number of my card, my passcode, all that sort of thing, for my own protection, they said. The problem, of course, is that this was not from my bank. It was from someone trying to get into my bank account so they could empty it. I called Audrey Lanford from the website scambusters.com. Audrey, how common is this kind of thing?
It's incredibly common, and it's getting much more common every single day. It's also getting much, much more sophisticated.
Well, these bids for banking data, I've heard of other online scams and email scams. I personally had never run across this one, and you know, it was especially tricky because this one happened to have the name of my bank and the return address.
Yeah, there have been quite a few of them lately from Citibank, or what look like they're from Citibank or Bank of America, First Union, and people really do get concerned about these. They're actually called phishing scams.
Phishing, as in I'm going fishing?
Well, almost. It's spelled P-H-I-S-H-I-N-G. And the idea is that these scamsters are phishing for your private information so that they can steal your bank information, your credit card information, and eventually your entire identity.
Well, how are they doing? Are they catching anything?
Oh, they're catching a lot of stuff, unfortunately. And what happens is that people go to the websites that are in the emails. They think that there's a problem with their account, or that their account has been charged, or that they have to give this information. And they do. And so you're then giving to the scamsters your bank account information, your credit card, the password, whatever, and then they can use that to steal your identity.
So there should be a simple rule, shouldn't there? If anyone asks you for any information, just don't give it to them.
Absolutely. If you get a request and it comes from email, it almost definitely is a scam. The legitimate banking institutions will absolutely never ask you for this information by email.
What do people do if they do supply this information? Because they're on the face of them fairly persuasive, these bids for this information. And I guess you'd, first of all, you might feel so foolish you wouldn't want to tell anybody, but I guess...
Yeah, well, the first thing you should do is not panic. And I would call, number one, of course, your bank immediately. I would also call all your credit card companies. I would call the different agencies that deal with credit so that you can tell them that your identity has probably been stolen. And that way you can avoid an enormous amount of the problem before it actually happens. But do this absolutely immediately. Don't worry about the fact that you might seem foolish. This is happening to thousands of people every day.
Audrey Lanford from the website scambusters.com, thanks for speaking with us.
My pleasure.